So if you're still interested in that, then there's three kind of simple rules I've discovered about kind of entrepreneurial relationship between business and technology. First of these, capital comes with instructions. We talk about this thing called capitalism. Why don't we call it profitism? Why don't we call it jobism? Why don't we call it socialism? We call it capitalism because capital is the root energy in this system. Capital is not money. Capital is a chunk of money that is being taken from people who earned it in the past, and it's being given to the entrepreneur or the business for the purpose of creating more in the future. It's actually a time transformation. Capital is the transfer of wealth from the past to the future. And in order to do that, it always comes with instructions, whether it's a business plan, whether it's a purchase order, whether it's a funding check, whatever you have to do to get that capital, that's the instructions. And believe me, the instructions are clear and they're ruthless. Everything takes about pi times longer and it costs about pi times as much as thought. I can't tell you how many times that's almost, it's not exactly 3.14, but it's across the board, it's the human experience. And this isn't just saying, oh, I'm being overly optimistic. It's what happens. It's just something always comes up. Ask people who've refurbished their kitchen. How long did you think it was going to take and how much did it cost? And you'll find in the end, it probably is, oh, we're going to have an opening house party in 3 months. No, they're not. I can't tell you how many times it was 9 months or a year, and it was, oh my God, we didn't know that there were rats in the walls and this was wrong and we violated code and we had to this, that, and the other thing. So just do your best estimate, but have it in the back of your mind. This is going to take way longer. I thought Peregrine would be dead or successful by 1995, about 6 years. Guess what? It's taken about 20. And finally, this one is a kind of an interesting concept. But information only has value when it's in motion. If I know the cure for cancer, and I tell no one, I don't start a company, I never write it down, and I keep it to myself, when I die, that information, as valuable as it seemed, it was worthless. So this is what drives people's desire to have good organizations, to communicate things well, is the information you have, in my opinion, is worthless if it isn't in motion. And that's what, and then there's a corollary to that, in my opinion, which is information has more value the faster it goes. And that's what the internet has done. That's what all these smartphones have done. The ability to get at information quickly is what is driving, that's what made Stephen Jobs I think there are heads of state that could have died that wouldn't have gotten the attention that Steve Jobs did.